My fellow South Africans, on the 13th of September this year, I signed into law the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act, now known as the Bella Act. This act is vital to the transformation of the education system in our country. The act is an important part of ongoing efforts to build an education system that is more effective and more equitable in line with the precepts of our Constitution. The Bella Act continues the work that has been done over the last 30 years to ensure that all children have an equal access to quality education from their early years and throughout their schooling. As a democratic country committed to building a new society, we have stated unequivocally that all children must get an education that prepares them to succeed in life, no matter what the circumstances of their birth might be, no matter where they live, no matter what language they speak. In implementing this Bella Act, we are ultimately guided by the Constitution of South Africa. The Bill of Rights guarantees the right of every person to equality. It also guarantees the right of every person to receive a basic education. Importantly, the Constitution says that every person has the right to receive education in their official language or languages of their choice where reasonably practicable. This is a right that applies equally to an English speaker as it does to a Zulu speaker. It also applies equally to someone who speaks Afrikaans as it does to someone who speaks Xitsonga, Sesotho, Sepedi, isiXhosa, Setswana, Luvenda, isiNdebele, or isiSwati. And now, it also applies equally to someone who uses the South African Sign Language. The Basic Education Laws Amendment Act enacts measures that strengthen the ability of our schools to give effect to these constitutional rights. In the application of this law, we must ensure that no language is diminished. Rather, we must work to ensure that all official languages are valued and promoted. At the time that I assented to the Bella Bill, I noted that a number of parties to the Government of National Unity and other key role players in our country had expressed their wish to further engage each other on sections of the bill that deal with issues of admission and language. I said that whilst I had assented to the bill, in the spirit of cooperation and meaningful engagement, I would delay the implementation date of the Bella Act in totality by 3 months. This would give the parties time to deliberate on these issues and make proposals on how the divergent views they hold might be accommodated. I also said, should the parties not agree on any approach at the end of the three-month period, I would then direct the minister and the department to proceed with the implementation of the act. Over the last 3 months, discussions have been held with a view of reaching consensus on these outstanding clauses of the Bella Act. Various formations outside of government have also made representations, both for and against the relevant sections. Last week, I received a report from the Government of National Unity Clearinghouse Mechanism. This is the structure which brings together the parties to the Government of National Unity and other parties represented in Parliament to deal with contentious issues and thereafter report to the leaders of the political parties that are represented in the Government of National Unity and also some in the Parliament. In their final report, the parties agreed that the Basic Education Law Amendments Act, Bella Act, should not be sent back to Parliament to make changes to the sections that were in contention. The Government of National Unity Clearinghouse participants agreed that the Act should be fully implemented. This view was endorsed by the leaders of the parties to the GNU in a meeting I held with them today. I accordingly advised them that I would proceed to sign a presidential proclamation to bring the Basic Education Law Amendment Act, the BELA Act, into operation from today. I have instructed the Minister of Basic Education to see to the full implementation of the BELA Act. I have also instructed the Minister to do what is necessary, as customary with any law, to ensure that the time frame of implementation, particularly with regard to the preparedness of the system for universal grade R access and the consequential regulations setting out the norms and standards, are prepared. All bodies and officials responsible for the implementation of this Act are required at all times to act in accordance with the constitution of our country, the law, and the relevant policies and regulations. We must therefore do everything in our means to ensure that every child, without exception, has equal access to a decent, quality education. We must therefore leave no child behind. Let us ensure that our children get the best education so that they can take our beautiful country and our diverse nation forward to a prosperous future. Morena, boloka sechaba sa heso. Ngosi sikelela iAfrika. God sien South Africa. God bless South Africa. Hosi katekisa Afrika Dzonga. Mudzimu vapatuchedze Afrika Tshipembe. I thank you all.